This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We were just getting into a nice rhythm where we'd chew clock together in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, I thought it was working. And then...
It was working. Yeah, how do you feel about your Yankees? Right, we had some fun talking Knicks this season. Mm-hmm. You got a little bit into baseball. Mm-hmm. What about your Yankees? See, I don't know how to read them. I don't know how much you heard before. I know you're out there doing some work and everything, but I don't know how to read this team. I'm scarred. Even though I look at them on paper and say, they're not that good. I look at them in reality and say, they're not that good. Yet, all they do is win series. I don't know how to evaluate it. They're still seven games over 500. How do they keep winning two out of three if they're not that good?
What part of the evaluation are you confused on?
Well, I just told you. They look like they stink, but they win two out of three.
Sal, their bullpen is very good.
Right.
Their starting pitching is fine. They can't hit a lick.
Okay, but they still win two out of every three. Or more.
Well, let's not get...
Let's not
get out of control. No. You're forgetting when Judge was in the lineup what their record was versus when he's not in the lineup. The longer this goes, the more you will see. And every night, how many times are you going to win 1-0 and 2-1 and 3-2?
Whatever, enough. I mean, it was good enough to beat the Rangers, the big bad Texas Rangers. Think about if you're the Rangers.
It's smoke and mirrors. Right. This team is not good.
Think about it from a Rangers perspective. They're dominating baseball, one of the best teams in baseball, kind of out of nowhere. They come into Yankee Stadium to take on a Yankee team that's got Jake Bowers, that's got Billy McKinney, no Aaron Judge to be found, and they lose 2 out of 3.
And it took a miracle, which is them scoring 5 runs and Bader getting a go-ahead double in the 8th inning. Their margin of error is razor thin. They have to do everything right to scrape out a 3-2 win. They're not very good. Mm. Will they make the playoffs? Half the league feels like makes the playoffs now, so it's possible that they could squeak into one of the wild cards, which just delays the inevitable to the painful loss that sends you off into the offseason. And here's the thing, and this is something that I've been thinking about, and I've been saying it for a while, and it brings it back, and I'm not taking a shot at you, even though I am angry. I'm not. We keep talking about why the Yankees don't make changes and why they continue to go down this road, and because Brian Cashman keeps coming back and they keep doing the same philosophy because they find a way to win 90-something games and get into the playoffs and get bounced. Mm. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Hal Steinbrenner is deathly afraid of being the Mets. 101 wins the next year, possibly right back into the gutter, and then a change, and then a change, and then a change. He's afraid of that. He looks at it and says,
"Won't you change it now?"
He doesn't know who to hire other than Brian Cashman, which was the last hire that his father made. So that's part of what he's holding on to.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
And he's gripping onto it. And he knows if I make a mistake, whoever comes in, you're sure they could take us to the promised land. They could also take us into a relevancy where the entire organization is in flux.
Inconsistency, potentially.
And he doesn't want it.
Well, that makes sense.
Because you know what?
I'll
take 90 wins at a playoff spot and make money than be a laughing stock for even one season.
Well, or not even make money, but also have a chance to do damage in the postseason.
Well, see, that I don't buy. You can't, no. You can't sell me that they could do damage when you know damn well when this team has got holes up the yin-yang and you realize it and you're just afraid to go above and beyond.
You already said it. I mean, they have the best bullpen in baseball.
Yes.
They have an ace with Gerrit Cole. Mm-hmm. They have Carlos Rodon, assuming he returns here.
I mean,
Well, I mean,
I'm not going to do that one. I'm not going to give you that one, but go ahead.
But they have an ace. Then you need to figure out two guys maybe behind him. Their pitching is going to be set up better than it's been potentially since the 90s or 2009 going into a playoffs. That's huge. If they get Judge back, now it's a big if, and if he's out, then I guess the rest doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I can't buy all that stuff because, again, they go into the playoffs. Pitching has never been the problem in the last 5 or 6 years. This iteration of this Yankee team, I mean, last year, the game that they could have won against the Astros, the game that they could have won in that four-game sweep, the game, was game one when Jameson Taillon pitched, followed by Frankie Montas. Remember him?
Yeah, they.
That was the game that the Yankees could have won. Has nothing to do with the starting pitching. Has nothing to do with the bullpen. If you cannot score, you cannot win.
Right, but you also do want to match zeros as long as you can and have your chance to. Look, I'm just saying that their pitching is lined up right now, set up better than it's been in years going into the playoffs. So you'd have to feel good about that. And look at the rest of the American League. Who are you afraid of exactly? I'm not afraid of Tampa. I'm not afraid of Baltimore.
Should be.
You would be? Or you are?
Again, I don't. If you put the Yankees in a series against the Rays, yes, they're going to lose. Guaranteed.
Yeah. I don't know. About
guaranteed.
That.
They don't hit at all.
Yeah.
This is not like, well, some nights it's up and down. Well, they maul some teams, and then they don't hit at all. They have to hope that they get three homers in the game. Maybe one of them comes with somebody on base because they got hit by a pitcher. They walked. They don't hit at all. They're bottom of the of all of baseball in on-base percentage, batting average. They don't get on base. They cannot put the bat on the ball. That Aaron Boone line of last year, we don't want to just touch the ball. We want to impact the ball. Mm. You know what? Let's start with touching it because no one can actually touch the baseball. Start there.
Good point. To impact the ball, you actually have to touch the ball. Vogel back for Stanton, who says no.
I think both teams, and they both be wrong. You know what? You want the contract?
Take,
you can have him.
Take the money on, right.
You, if you're the Mets and you want that contract, you see if you can rekindle it, go ahead.
You had to throw in probably Ian Hamilton or somebody like that. You give me a good bullpen arm to take on the contract.
Done.
Yeah. I honestly think the Yankees, Andy Martino wrote about that, and I don't think it's going to happen, but I honestly think the Yankees would be smart to look at moving Stanton's contract.
There's no way. Who's going to take that on? Who's going to take
that on? Well, that's what I mean. The Mets could.
No. I'm not buying that.
They could.
I don't buy that.
If you, the thought in the article was that the Mets are looking to restock their system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you throw in, and Ian Hamilton is the guy he used, you know, a young, fresh arm out of the bullpen, an exciting arm, you throw him in, Mets take on Stanton and the contract, and they get to get back, you know, Hamilton.
You're telling me the Mets are to the point where one bullpen arm from a guy who's bounced around the majors to take on that albatross monstrosity of a contract with Giancarlo Stanton to hope that you rekindle something, but more than anything else, just to take on empty money to get a bullpen arm?
Yeah,
that's where you are in your organization? You know what? You do need to blow this thing up.
Well, because they're saying that they're not giving up prospects. So the other way to do that, if you're not going to give up prospects, you have to use money.
If you were
Patrick Corbin and his bad contract was referenced.
I can see that one.
Taking him on.
I can see that one a little bit better.
Stinks.
He's awful. I understand that. But at least he can eat innings.
Right.
The Mets need somebody to eat innings and be, I mean, competent is a bit strong for him. Slightly competent in a Patrick Corbin.
And get in, you know, get two bullpen arms along
with
it.
How many years does Stan still have in his deal? Isn't it like six?
You know, is it that many?
He signed a 13-year deal in Miami.
I thought it was three more. You're right.
13 in Miami. I mean, really, I can't.
Could it be? I don't know.
I feel like he's got, maybe about five more. Do we have that,
it
Alex?
It is five, Alex.
Five left. You really want Stan for five more years?
What are we looking at, Alex? 2028. Yeah, okay.
Five more years.
No, I don't want him, period, but the money is not an issue to Steve Cohen. It's basically, it's like nothing. Yeah, sure, I'll take it on and pay it. And he lights the money on fire.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I'd buy that because money, as much as you say, well, it doesn't matter, it still stops you from making other moves. You're not going to have a $500 million payroll.
You're not. He might. He was going to go pay Carlos Correa, you know, 300 and whatever million.
I understand that. It would have brought it to what, 350? 360? You're not going to go to 520.
Now, again, I don't think either team would do that, but those are the type of trades that the Mets are going to be looking to make here, taking on bad contracts.
And that's smart, and I understand that, but that's got to also be on a smaller, like a Josh Donaldson contract, where you're talking about $20 million for the rest of the year.
Came up, actually.
That actually makes sense.
And just cut him to go away.
And then move along, and you say $20 million. Who the hell cares?
Think about the Yankees.
But 100 and something million?
Think about the idea that the Mets would be looking to get the Yankees out from under a bad contract.
And see, that's the problem when you look back at, you know, how Steinbrenner and how he's run this thing. And that's the part that's a frustrating aspect for the Yankee fan. It used to be where the Yankees were the ones that were going to light the money on fire,
right,
move it along. Kagawa, you know what? You're awful. Take that $50 million and go home.
Or take on a bad contract to get other players.
Fine. As long, it doesn't matter. And he was able to make up for the mistakes that you made.
Right.
Whatever mistake
Sterling,
it was.
Sterling, Hitchcock.
Whatever it was.
Carl Pavano. Yeah, they
you
were
know, Contreras at the time.
Yeah, right.
Jose Contreras when his contract was out of the, you know, it doesn't matter. You sign a big deal. Carl Pavano, like you said, guys, it doesn't matter. Now it's all of a sudden it's an issue. And then it stops you from getting other guys. And that's where the frustration comes in, because Brian Cashman, for his faults in finding some of the big time free agents, does a hell of a job with finding all the guys that are in the rough. Wandy Peralta's.
Mm.
I mean, you got him off the scrap heap from
Clay Holmes.
For Tauchman. Yeah, Clay Holmes from the Pirates.
Yeah.
I mean, he does a great job of finding those guys that could become big pieces. And then that's how you build an organization. The problem is, the little bit of money that he gets, he makes the wrong decision,
right,
because then he spends it on Stanton. Or he spends it on, I don't know, Carlos Rodon.
Right, taking over Donaldson.
$25 million.
Man,
because he said, you know
that.
What? He's not Gio Urshela. No offense. You're not Josh Donaldson. Well, you know what? For $2 million for Gio Urshela, I didn't have $50 million in the hole
than like
Josh Donaldson.
I like Gio Urshela.
Because all you had to do was DFA Gary Sanchez, because you took that contract on just to get out from under of him. So again, it stops you from doing some of the other things, and that's where the Yankee problem is. That's the going above and the beyond. Yeah, sure, you could find a good bullpen arm, but can you find a guy that can actually bat fifth in the lineup?
Yeah.
And they haven't been able to do that.
And the mistakes that he's made have been costly ones, where even if one of them over the years would have been the opposite or the right move, could have made a difference in getting to the World Series.
And let's be fair. Look, at the time when the Marlins deal with Stanton, nobody wanted Stanton as a Yankee fan until you heard, all we got to do is pay the money and get rid of Starling Castro. Like, big deal.
And he didn't
sure, great.
It was limited. He wasn't going to go anywhere. He had like three teams. That
right, but it was
through
the idea that like the Marlins are going to pay some of this contract, but basically all it is money. And every Yankee fan in their mind was, well, who cares? It's just money.
Because you didn't know that it was going to impact you.
And that stopped the Yankees from making what should have been the deal to get Bryce Harper or to get some of the other free
Machado.
Agents. Yeah.
It was at that point
that were there,
yeah,
instead of a guy that was unnecessary.
The first time I remember feeling like it was different or thinking it was different with the Yankees when they didn't get Machado. He made it known he wanted to be here.
So did Harper.
They didn't. Well, right. But I don't know why. If I felt like,
you know why?
Memory serves, they shut him down earlier than
they
that.
Did. Because they said, we have four outfielders, Clint Frazier being one of them, Aaron Judge, Aaron Hicks, and Giancarlo Stanton.
Right.
And Harper's not going to play first base.
But they needed.
But even though he would have.
I forget the third base situation at the time, but they needed the third baseman. Like, it was just made sense. I was certain.
And Duhar.
Yeah, I was certain that Machado was going to the Yankees. He wanted to be there. He's the best player. Yankees are going all in on him. They said they didn't want Bryce Harper. And then they didn't get him, and I'm like, what is going on here? Since when did the Yankees, who have an area of need, mm-hmm, don't get the best player? And since then, it's basically been their MO. They don't do it anymore. There's a billion shortstops available just for a big contract, and they go trade for IKF.
Again, Corey Seager wouldn't look good in pinstripes.
Because come on.
And again, they're trying to give you the idea that is, well, it was because of Anthony Volpe. No, it wasn't. You could have put him at second base.
Right.
Because now you're talking about putting him at second base. So no, it wasn't that. It was money. It's straight, flat money, something that the Yankees have never had an issue with.
Wow.
Now, all of a sudden, it's a major problem. And now Brian Cashman has to put together a roster with Jake Bowers and Billy McKinney. And they're going to give you all this nonsense about when we're healthy. What the hell are you talking about? You get older veterans that break down, and then you fill the roster with guys that are, and it's nothing against Billy McKinney or Jake Bowers or Willie Calhoun. They've actually been pretty good. But IKF and Jake Bowers and Billy McKinney should not be your starting outfield on any day ever.
And if you need help with money, Steve Cohen's there to help. He'll take some of those bad contracts. You got to part with some players, though.
Again, who would you like? You wanted Amy Hamilton for Stan? You can have him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.